Falun Dafa, also called Falun Gong, is an ancient meditation practice that was brought to the public in China in 1992. This practice, founded by Mr. Li Hongzhi, includes the daily practice of 5 stress-reducing meditation exercises and teachings based on the principles of truth, compassion, and tolerance. The practice has greatly enhanced the health and spiritual awareness of millions of people all over the world. In the United States alone, Falun Dafa has received over 1,000 awards and proclamations praising the benefits it brings to both individuals and society. With as many as 100 million people practicing Falun Dafa, Chinese communist leader Jiang Zemin, out of jealousy, feared that Falun Dafa's popularity was a threat to his own power. Jiang outlawed the peaceful practice in July of 1999. Jiang specifically gave orders to destroy Falun Dafa practitioners physically, ruin their reputations, and bankrupt them financially. He thus launched his national campaign of terror and genocide. Jiang and his followers have since instituted over 100 forms of torture to force practitioners to renounce their belief in Falun Dafa. What you see in this demonstration is only a glimpse of the brutal torture that Falun Dafa practitioners must endure daily in China. Even more horrifying are the ruthless beatings, the sexual assaults on female practitioners, or the actual damage caused by repeated shocks from high-voltage electric batons. Imagine what it was like for the thousands of Falun Dafa practitioners who suffered agonizing, prolonged deaths from relentless torture. Imagine the multitudes of practitioners who survived these tortures only to be plagued with painful physical disabilities. In addition to torture, over 100,000 Falun Dafa practitioners have been forced into slave labor, working 12 to 18 hours a day under extremely inhumane conditions. Some have even died from exhaustion. Many consumer products imported from China that we find so affordable these days have actually been made with the blood and the tears of Falun Dafa practitioners in forced labor camps. At the same time, Jiang Zemin and his corrupt followers have diverted huge amounts of money from foreign investment to finance the persecution of Falun Dafa. Thus, Jiang's gang has deceived corporations and consumers alike into unknowingly supporting the torture and the killing of innocent people. This is truly a crime against humanity. We wish to thank each of you for your attention. You may be wondering, what can I do to help? You can start by signing the petition placed in the exhibition area. Next, tell your family and friends, your government representatives, and your local media about what you have learned here today. Together, we will end the senseless persecution, torture, and genocide of Falun Dafa in China.